Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Inside the doorway, use it only in emergency.
A big 5G special with some experts and witnesses and engineers and technicians and so much more. But first, let's go to some of what happened yesterday out at the Apple factory where I did protest Trump and I did protest, Tim Cook. Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is back! America is back!
Trump and Jim Cook, but no one knew what he was saying or what America is back means. Different articles, San Francisco Chronicle, Houston Chronicle, Washington Post, just everywhere. I mean, I probably read, scanned over 30 or so of them last night just real quick. It's been about probably 40 minutes looking at them. And it was all written exactly the same. So the talking point goes out. But really what I was saying is the really heavy stuff, communist China, is suppressing its dissidents and then working with Apple to do it and Google, and there's Chinese espionage going on here, and a lot of these big tech companies are actually run by Chi-Com intelligence. That's even mainstream news. The government's come out and warned that today. And we really need President Trump to come out and stand up for free speech in this country and stop election meddling by big tech and the Chi-Coms. And that's what we laid out there, and we're attacked and spit on and everything else. There are a lot of patriots there, more than there were anti-Trumpers, but we wanted to go over and show them. But they also would come over to us and get all around us, and there was even, I haven't gotten to this yet, because they need to go find the footage. I didn't tell them what to do yesterday. There's so much footage. But we got the footage of a guy coming over with a police dog and menacing us with it, and then getting our security guys' faces, and One guy got arrested. So it's just crazy. The left are a bunch of bullies. And I know I'm not telling you something you don't know, but they're getting worse. And it's just exponential. So what's coming next? InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product. And we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste. And it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's 4-5 colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I talked about this some yesterday, but it's really a big story. Prager University just put out a clip from Tucker Carlson, playing clips of Obama, Hillary, and others saying we need a wall, we need to arrest criminals that come over here illegally, we need to arrest felons that are committing crimes and deport them. We need to arrest American citizens that are criminals doing bad stuff, I mean, and prosecute them. And then Facebook came out and said that was fake news and put a strike on PragerU. And said that they'd fact-checked it and it was false, but even the fake PolitiFact said it was true. That's what they linked to said it was true. Again, it's not just Alex Jones' name being banned now. It's Trump on Facebook trying to put an ad that said, we're looking for strong women to join the Republican Party team. We're looking for women to join our leadership council. We want women in leadership roles. Well, they don't want women being recruited by Trump, who are abled and well-spoken and powerful, because the globalists own women, and they own your children, too, they think. And they own the language. The ADL, fresh off telling you that they'll call you a white supremacist if you use the international symbol of okay, said in the bro fist, which has been an MOG for a decade. They want a bro bumps fist, hey, fist bump. A lot of folks fist bump instead of shake hands. Fist bump. I fist bump a lot. Well, the ADL is so powerful. Oh, they just say, oh, we say that's a white supremacist symbol. And it's all about the fact that it's not true. It's all about the fact that, hey, we will tell you that up is down and down is up and left is right and hot is cold. And we'll tell you that Stephen Miller, who's Jewish, isn't white supremacist, that's the New York Times headline, because they got his emails, thousands of them, where he plugs InfoWars as the main site and says they've got it, they know what's going on. To Breitbart, when they rebranded Breitbart and got Trump elected. And, I mean, you got to go read it for yourself. I mean, if you know what's going on, it's like comedy. So you realize how dangerous this is. And he said, focus on how illegal aliens are committing a disproportionate amount of crime and being let go by sanctuary cities. What's wrong? The illegal aliens are above the law. I mean, I just read where they can chop little girls' heads off, reportedly, and then not get in trouble or take part in murder. Because Albuquerque and the courts say, well, you know, you're Hispanic, so it's all right. It's a white girl. So, you know, she deserved it. Read that last hour. U.S. girl, 10, was drugged, raped, and dismembered, but now suspect allowed to go free. Do the witnesses say was there and was part of it? Okay, all right. But listen, again, Stephen Miller, ladies and gentlemen, promoted a site that promoted Western civilization and said the pilgrims were good. Oh, my gosh. The pilgrims were good? The pilgrims were good? Some of the most important, hardest working, smartest families in England left because they wanted to practice real Christianity and gave up everything they had. A lot of them had been deposed dynasties before the Normans and the sycophantic Transylvanians took over and had come over here to build a new world. The New Atlantis is what they called it. And, you know, Stephen Miller thinks that's pretty cool. I mean, it is pretty cool, isn't it? Let's see. You're not allowed to like America. You're not allowed to say we ever did anything good. That's like when Trump said, we're a nation, we're nationalists. He said, it's good to love America, remember? He said, it rallies in the media. He's like, that's white supremacist to say America should exist. And you're like, that doesn't make any sense. It's not meant to make sense. I had a leftist toddle up to me at the Trump event at Apple yesterday. And they'd go, I was being like white, kind of UT type, wannabe elitist frat boys. They're like, they go, gay frogs. And I'd be sitting there blowing, and they go, you're a white supremacist. And they go, it's like magic. Oh, hocus pocus, abracadabra. But for a lot of people, they think that is power. So, Stephen Miller is a white nationalist. Does it matter? What they're saying is white people are evil, and then a nation existing is white people. So you can't have the Bill of Rights or Constitution or property or success if you're not white, because that's evil. You need to be losers and hate white people and hate yourselves and hate America. Say a bunch of ruthless global banks that literally put the Chi-Coms in power that have killed 115 million people. And again, that makes Hitler blush. But that's okay, because at least they're not white. The Chi-Coms feeding off the poor Chinese people. Well, they're Asian, so they're I mean, you didn't hear they're good? They're not evil over there. That's not even a concept in China, good and evil. According to the left, it's just a very good system they have. Where the state can do anything it wants, and human life has no value. For people to go over there and experience it, say it's a living nightmare for almost everybody. But hey, I'm not supposed to get in the way of all everybody's happiness here in the New World Order. Okay, I promise I'll play the clips. Hell, let's just start going to them right now. Let's go to some of these debate clips last night. Because this really was the wheels exploding, not just coming off, and just a manifestation of bizarreness. But there was a little ray of sunshine there. Tulsi Gabbard talks about Hillary Clinton, so let's go to that clip.
Our Democratic Party, unfortunately, is not the party that is of, by, and for the people. It is a party that has been and continues to be influenced by the foreign policy establishment in Washington, represented by Hillary Clinton and others' foreign policy, by the military-industrial complex and other greedy corporate interests.
Now, let's go ahead and go to Kamala Harris and Tulsi trade barbs over foreign policy. And then I'm going to get the really good stuff. The shaking, the collapsing, the dentures falling out. I'm not against old people and dentures. I'm saying it's emblematic that Biden literally, he looked like the Crypt Keeper a few months ago. He looks like the Crypt Keeper has more meat on his bones. And it's emblematic of the system and just how disconnected they are. And they're like, here, try this. He's obviously had more strokes. He's got marbles in his mouth. And I told you all this a year ago, 6 months ago. I was extra banned on Facebook for it. Remember that? Oh, my God, he made up that Biden is slurring his words. Any idiot could listen to any of it and see that. Let's just go to break and come back with those clips. I don't have time to tell them now. And then we've got a big 5G special. Different folks that are exposing it. One gentleman that found the secret transmitters, which they admit are there, but the news still says he's bad. Oh, okay, the secret 5G in the lamppost, spying on you and frying you. Admittedly gives you cancer, but hey, you know what? The other stuff gave you cancer, too. This just gives it to you quicker. So we're taking you out a little bit faster. Isn't that more humane? See, half full, not half empty. You didn't think about it that way, did you? We're doing you a favor. Kind of like the CDC took down off its website where they used to admit that over 100 million people were given cancer by the polio vaccine, it's estimated, with SV40 cancer virus. And then now Google's taking it off the Wayback Machine. Because you're not even supposed to know that most of your grandmas and grandpas that died of cancer got it from the polio vaccine. Because they're doing it even better now. So listen, let me teach you how to do it. It's the new American flag. You put your head between your legs and you kiss your ass goodbye. Or maybe you say, hey, I'm not going to go along with this. I'm going to take action. They're not going to kill me slowly.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Now, there are too many of these to get to all of them, but they're all one train wreck after the next. And the media just praises all of them like it's so wonderful, but then Tulsi Gabbard says something eloquent and true, and they just hiss about it and freak out. So, again, it's an inversion of reality. But here's Harris and Booker fact-check Biden's claim of only one black woman elected to Congress. I mean, he's stuck like in 1961. Here it is.
I have more people supporting me in the black community that have announced for me because they know me. They know who I am. Three former chairs of the Black Caucus. The only African-American woman that ever been elected to the United States Senate. A whole range of people.
No,
my point
no,
is...
That's not true. The other
that's
one
not
is
true.
Here.
I said the first African-American. So my point is...
And so they can, again, laugh at the zombie that's been put up there, the zombie that's part of their party. Let's ask this question, because MSNBC is asking it now, so I guess it's okay to ask it. Not back when we said it a year ago, not back when we said it 6 months ago. That was a big national scandal. This is for fake news. He says he's slurring his words. Jones, what will he do next? I mean, I had all these leftists walk to me yesterday, and they'd say when I was out there at the Trump / Apple event, and they walk over, the few that go, "F you, I'm going to kill you, we took your kids away," all this made-up stuff. They go, "Do you really believe it? Are you making it up? Are you an actor? Because you do a show," they'd say something like that. I go, "Yeah, they call things shows, but I mean, I'm covering real things here." But they like want to shake up your confidence, like they're not believing in you. Like, do you really exist? You know, did that really ever happen? Here's an analogy. It'd be like if you caught somebody cheating with your wife, and then they go, "Oh no, he couldn't cheat with your wife. He's gay." And then the gay guy's been married twice and has four children. That's a true story. Somebody I know. No one's cheating with your wife. He's gay. Yeah. The gay guys I know back in college and high school got more poontang than a toilet seat. It's a load of crap in almost all cases. Anyways, continuing, ladies and gentlemen. This is the netherworld of their BS, and nothing is what it seems. So let's go back to more of these ridiculous clips. As I mentioned, is Joe Biden senile? Well, do bears live in the woods?
Are demanding investigations not only of you, but also of your son. How would you get those same Republicans to work with you?
Well, look, the next president of the United States is going to have to do two things. Defeat Donald Trump, that's number one. And number two, going to have to be able to go into states like Georgia and North Carolina and other places and get a Senate majority. That's what I'll do. You have to ask yourself up here, who is most likely to be able to win the nomination in the first place, to win the presidency in the first place? And secondly, who is most likely to increase the number of people who are Democrats in the House and in the Senate? And by the way, I learned something about these impeachment trials. I learned, number one, that Donald Trump doesn't want me to be the nominee. That's pretty clear. He held up aid to make sure that, while at the same time, innocent people in the Donbass are getting killed by Russians.
soldiers. Secondly, I found out that Vladimir Putin doesn't want me to be president. So I learned a lot about these things early on from these hearings that were being held. But the bottom line is, I think we have to ask ourselves the honest question. Who is most likely to do what needs to be done? Produce a Democratic majority in the United States Senate, maintain the House, and beat Trump.
Senator Harris, your thoughts about that?
Well, first of all, we have a...
Are the Clintons corrupt, ladies and gentlemen, is the question. Do bears go to the bathroom in the woods? You know, what's funny about this is that gas company, his son, got millions of dollars for doing nothing, and the other shell corporations got billions for doing nothing. There was a bunch of indictments yesterday against the people connected to the Bidens directly that worked with them. And so their ship is going down very, very quickly. The Democrats don't care. They just think they'll just ignore all that and make it all about Trump. Did you hear what the president did? He talked about corruption when somebody brought it up to him and said it was terrible. Oh, my gosh. Think about how they're trying to paralyze the president. Now, let's go to this other clip here because we've got so many of these. We've got the one where Senator Warren says abortion rights are human rights. That's an oxymoron. Why is Klobuchar, however the hell you say her name, violently shaking? Let's play clip 16 right now.
Is to look at each count and make a decision. But let me make very clear that what this impeachment proceeding about is really our democracy at stake.
He's having a stroke. He's having a seizure right there.
Not only with regard to his conduct
100%.
Ukraine, but every step of the way puts his own private interests, his own partisan interests, his own political interests in front of our country's interests. And this is wrong. This is a pattern with this man, and it goes to everything from how...
I forget all the technical names. My uncle was in a motorcycle accident, so he has them. What is it? Petty mall, grand malls? There's a bunch of them, but that's a petty seizure. That's what they're called. It's a little... The little bumps in the road, little storms in the brain. And a lot of people have those problems. Nothing against that woman for that. She has terrible policies. But if you say Hillary was having seizures, well, she had them even clearer than that. Biden did this one particularly. Oh, my gosh. Don't say, and a guy with an EpiPen walking beside her and her falling down having seizures. You know, blah, that's a full-on seizure right there. You know, get the wooden spoon, put it in the mouth. Don't let her bite her tongue off. That's what they got to do. And she's... And the Secret Service says, yeah, she had a full-on... Oh, it's a conspiracy theory. No, you may have video of it, but it's white supremacist. Don't show that. Don't look there. No, Joe Biden's fine. They're all fine. We're fine here. Everything's fine here. Fine. We're sending up a squad. No. Major reactor leak. Very dangerous. I got to slip a cheesy Star Wars analogy in because I don't like Star Wars. I like to make fun of Star Wars, but I do like the Emperor. He's very funny. Ian McDermott's a good actor, and some of the Darth Vader stuff's good, but most of it's super cheesy back then and even more cheesy now. And just I'm not against every movie being nothing but women in charge and women badass. It just gets a little old because I don't want to see men acting badass and, you know, running around in shows like, The Fast and Furious because it's not real. But what is real is a movie like Ford versus Ferrari. I've actually read up on that before I saw the film. I already knew about it before the film even came out. And, boy, that's a really accurate movie. And it's much more horrifying and much more real when you realize that that's the modern gladiators and, you know, what really went on. And just how you had to be perfect in those older cars to get up to those speeds and do what they did. It was all about human mind with these machines. Now the things are incredible. Oh, my God. My Lord, they have got sports cars now where the computer does it all. You can be going 250 miles an hour. Just, it's amazing. Not that I've ever done that or anything. We'll be right back. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But Something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Facebook and Instagram banned conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
I am now completely banned.
Now, InfoWars, of course, is that web show and website led by rageaholic Alex Jones.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
These people aren't terrifying or anything.
But there's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
These are very extreme individuals, and no matter what anyone tells you, they are extremists, and that's why Facebook decided to get rid of them. Basically, they've deem these individuals to be dangerous, is what Facebook is saying. Those individuals include people like right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Organizations like Media Matters have pointed out consistently how Alex Jones and other InfoWars pages had just simply circumvented any ban by starting a different account or going on Instagram.
If you don't like someone on Facebook, don't follow them. It's not that hard to figure out.
Facebook, are you going to do something about the liberals who call me the N-word?
No, because big tech is only interested in going after conservatives. You know, the really dangerous ones.
Dangerous as in saying things that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like.
President Trump retweeted Paul Joseph Watson twice and a brief video by InfoWars Billy Weaver. Social media's hall monitor, Frank Stelter, was not very happy about it.
He is promoting the same alternative universe as InfoWars.
Back to your point, though, about the InfoWars presidency, I want to know, and I tweeted this the other day, what is the difference at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com?
InfoWars content is useful to him. InfoWars personalities align with him.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
Don't worry. These people aren't terrifying or anything.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
All right. A lot of folks that would do a big 5G special because the science is in would start with an engineer or a scientist, and we have that coming up. We have inventor and scientist Mark Steele coming on. We have Mike Adams popping in. But I wanted to get Ian Ferguson on because he's who you really want to listen to. And I personally, where they're now putting in 5G in Austin, I've already been down there a few weeks ago. It's still on my phone. I need to give it to the crew. I just remembered I had this because I was told about it and saw it on Twitter. I drove over there. So they got big signs with skulls on them. But I forgot to. Anybody can pull this up. The stuff's already online. And it says, don't go near this. This is deadly. Only technicians are allowed to be here. You are picking up radiation that gives you cancer. And you're 50 feet from just the towers that have the transmitters on. And it says, you know, coming in this area, you agree to know that you can get cancer. Just like when you sign up to work on a nuclear submarine or something. So I could sit here all day and show you a whole bunch of mainline studies and even the LA Times, you know, 5 years ago going, wow, studies show 5G gives you cancer even worse than 4G and 3G. Yeah, it's microwave radiation. How does a microwave boil milk or coffee or heat up a hot dog in 30 seconds where it's popping and sizzling? It rubs molecules together and water and liquids rub very easily together because they're not locked in place, and it creates friction. It's like a Boy Scout, dry piece of wood, and putting it in there in the little bits of kindling and getting it going. And they knew 40 years ago when they came out with the cell phones that it was giving people brain cancer. Well, now they're just upping the power. And, you know, Trump, big problem with Trump. Still love Trump, but, you know, he said vaccines hurt bear, and he said he wanted to look at it. Now he doesn't do that. Because Bill Gates said he told him, there's never been a problem with a vaccine, Mr. President. That's a hoax, even though the insert says it can kill you. Well, now Trump says, during my visit yesterday to Austin, Texas, for the startup of the new Mac Pro and discussion of the new billion-dollar campus, also in Texas, I asked Tim Cook to see if he could get Apple involved in building 5G in the U.S. They have it all, money, technology, vision, and Cook. Cook, the guy that said we're going to take all the conservatives off the air and curate them. So again, yeah, glad it's not Hillary, but boy, Trump is becoming more and more like the establishment. Now, the left said he didn't actually build anything new, and he said Apple hasn't built anything new. The campus has been there since 2013. That's not true. They broke ground in 2013. There's a whole bunch of buildings, and they're tripling the size of it under Trump pressure, and they're hiring 15,000 more people in the next 2 years. Okay? So Trump did get them to move from China with the suicide nets and 17-hour workdays and move it here, and the people are all driving in, they're driving nice cars, getting paid well. That's the American system, hell of a lot better, huh, than the communist Chinese slave grid. So it is a major accomplishment of the president. But then you put the little cherry on top, a little microwave radiation on top. So our guest famously also was in a vape shop and got confronted and on his first moment stood up to him. But then he's an engineer in cell towers. It's well known. So now he's putting the 5G in. He's reading what they're telling him as one of the installers of this. He'll tell you about that in a moment. But here's what our guest, will ride shotgun with us when the other guests join us, Ian Ferguson on Twitter, Vape Shop Patriot, Facebook.com, Capitalism Wins Again. And so, Ian, we'll go to him in a moment, but let's play him from, what, a year and a half ago or so. Here it is.
to purchase that vape juice.
No.
If you sell it to me, I won't.
No.
If you sell it to me, I won't call the police. What you did was assaulted me. What I need is that for my wife. If you sell it to me, I won't call the cops and press charges on you for assault. I won't call corporate and get you fired. Just sell me the product so I can leave.
What do you want?
Naked in the strawberry in a 6 milligram.
Where do you see naked?
Here, right next to that. In a 6 milligram, make sure it's a 6 milligram so I don't have to come back.
No, you're not come back my store, homie. I'm making sure of that. Get the out of here, dude. Oh, my.
God bless America. Capitalism wins again.
Capitalism. President. He's a racist, stupid piece of shit.
Stop it there. I don't know who bleeped this, but why would you bleep some of the S words and stuff, but not all of them? We get that all the time. I don't think we're doing that. This is like a joke online where this happens. It's happening all the time now. Whatever. I'm sure that's the new way things are. I'll just leave it at that. But Ian Ferguson made his first appearance on InfoWars. The video went viral. Ian is a unapologetic Trump supporter, and he's worked on AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, T-Mobile, C-Spire, U.S. Cellular, and Microwave Systems. And he's here with us to give us his take on 5G and the Chi-Com rollout of the 6G. Ian, good to have you back with us.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me.
You bet. So let's get it. I mean, let's plunge right into 5G.
All right. So 5G, the fifth generation of wireless technology. It's a new way of emitting radio frequency, all right? Non-ionizing radiation. So it's not like uranium or plutonium. The radiation emitted from cell sites is non-ionizing. It's not strong enough to knock the electrons out of their path. That doesn't mean that humans evolved a way to protect ourselves from man-made radiation, right? Now, the difference between 2G, which just is point and shoot, you got 4G, which emits itself in a bubble, a 360-degree guy. We actually broadcast more up and down at the sky and the ground than we do to our consumers. 5G uses polyphase arrays to focus the radio frequency into a beam, call it millimeter wave, using a technique called beamforming. And this allows it to transmit data a lot faster, but it shortens the range because it's a higher frequency. The wave is more hyperactive. It expends its energy quicker. So they're going to have to put in what they call small cells, like every 8 to 10 houses or so. They're talking about another million cell sites to make this happen because it doesn't go very far, right? The data transfers are unbelievable. It's a jump up of 15 to 30 gigabytes per second, and it's significant. It's going to allow self-driving cars to talk to each other so that they can self-drive.
It's going to allow the AI globalist takeover and the replacement of humans, and it's going to allow the spying on everything. And, of course, they can turn the power up above specs and fry you with it. We'll talk all about it with one of the engineers, one of the technicians that installs these systems straight ahead. Then we're going to bring on inventors, engineers, journalists that are exposing secret 5G going in a town near you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, I tend to pontificate even though I'm bringing up good points.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I tend to pontificate, and then my knowledgeable guest kind of demur and let me run on. So I'm going to really attempt now to have a gentleman, you know, right from the point blank range of this, who work with the 5G system. He's worked with all the systems, and he's laying it out. He's known to us. He's Ian Ferguson. And then we have the engineer and inventor who exposed the hidden light poles in the UK. We first exposed it in 2011. They're going everywhere. They already have 5G in them. So there's a governmental and corporate and state-run system here. It's already here. Like the Tricoms are like, 6G is now coming out. So this is a very quick takeover. I'm not against self-driving cars. I'm not against technology, except the way they're being designed and rolled out is to make a post-human world, a very monopolistic system, and that's why I don't want this post-human system. The architecture of the technocracy is very anti-human. So Ian, you've got the floor. You know, as somebody that puts these in, I've seen some of your viral videos breaking it down. Give us the DL.
Okay, so the down low, originally created by Israel, and the technology's banned by Israel. Israel is 100% fiber optic. Brussels, they just banned it. There are multiple states and municipalities here in the U.S. that are calling for a moratorium on it until further testing can be done. All right. I watched the Senate hearing with Senator Blumenthal grilling the tech giants, wanting to know how much money they've got invested in the health and ecological effects of this brand new technology. And their answer was zip, zero, nada. Right.
So, by the way, we just heard the record skip noise and the car crash noise. Anybody can pull this up. The inventors have banned it. Brussels is banning it. And, of course, they have a much higher level of allowable microwave radiation, correct?
Yeah, they do. Now, and legitimately, what we're told is a safe level of radio frequency. The recent data you can find on PubMed is showing that it is much, much lower than what we're told is safety. I mean, we've got to go through radio frequency awareness every couple of years and re-up our certification. And they tell us that, I mean, you can stick your head in front of one of these antennas for up to 30 minutes and just pouring cold water on yourself will fix it. You know, no problems. It's not cumulative. But you know what? I put meat in a microwave and I'm guessing that pouring ice water on it is not going to bring it back to a raw state. So that just throws red flags for me.
Bingo. By the way, I mentioned this before the show, and I didn't do it. I got busy. Because you're the guy that goes for the specs and has the certifications. What should they type in to pull up the signs on the 5G that shows the skull and crossbones and explains it's dangerous and causes cancer? Because there's a lot of those different ratings, and if you tell them what to type in, they can pull it up for TV viewers.
All right. Let's see. Radio frequency hazard ratings.
Radio frequency hazard signs. 5G hazard signs. Yeah, that should do it.
Oh, wait, you can very easily search for radio frequency awareness. The videos, industry standard videos, are available online for free. Go find out what you're bathing in. We are in a sandwiched effect of electromagnetic fields and radio frequency.
Here's an example. There's a patriot around here. I say I want to interrupt, but I'm just going to back you up. Named George. He's been a friend of the show, but he was in Vietnam, bunch of other wars. But they were running a microwave relay tower from North Africa into the Middle East, and it was just a few-man team up there. And he would talk about how they would put their cans of beans in front of it, and 30 minutes later, it'd be boiling hot. And he goes, that's an example of the microwaves and how dangerous they are.
Now, and that's microwave, though.
Yes.
The dishes transmit a much different signal than our antennas do. And the FCC says they're safe to certain levels. I just want to see additional research done by my government to tell me that it's safe.
So let me ask this. Why is Israel and Brussels banning it?
Well, I'm guessing because it's got its original origins in military application. And that was what threw red flags for me. As soon as I heard millimeter wave, the active denial system employed by the United States military uses millimeter wave radio frequency to raise the skin temperature of a crowd till they feel like they're boiling and they just disperse. And I was familiar with that system prior to 5G training, and that just threw all sorts of red flags for me. So essentially, I'm going to be installing military grade crowd control on every street corner that just... It doesn't sound right, and I'd really like somebody to do additional research and let us know that, hey, here are the long-term health effects. This stuff's getting steamrolled and pushed in because there's big money in it, because there's a scream for faster phones and self-driving cars and automation, but they're not investing the time and money to find out what the long-term effects on us are. Right now, you can go check out PubMed, and they're showing that the effects of millimeter wave radio frequency over short-term exposure damages the cellular membranes. And that sounds like a quick path to mutation to me. You know, if my cells are now no longer whole in and of themselves and can bleed together, then what happens there? Now, they say this is non-cumulative and it's just a heating and a thermal issue. No, I want to see my government.
Well, let me tell you, because I've looked at this, Ian. I mean, I've got a whole folder right here of even mainstream news. You can get thousands of studies going back 40 years on all of this. Regular cell phone radiation. And I know you're saying 5G is a little bit different, but studies show it can increase cancer risk. Even LA Times reported that. That this breaks DNA chains. That the way these waves are going out is breaking DNA change and is associated with cancer.
Yes. And I've read some of those studies as well, and especially with the millimeter wave, because it's such a higher frequency and it's got a focus to it. Originally, I thought it was going to be like a constant tether, which come to find out that would be safer. But being pulsed the way that 5G is going to be, when your phone receives that cellular transmission, that millimeter wave, it's essentially like a radio frequency bullet. You're catching every bit of that radiation. Now, it's non-ionizing. It's not uranium or plutonium. The bottom line is the human beast did not evolve a mechanism to defend ourselves against man-made radiation. All right, so let's start there. We weren't made to handle this type of radiation.
It's not of this world.
Right. It's something we're doing to ourselves. And there's just no, like, the people that we elect to protect us, to tell us what is and isn't safe, and to make sure that we're not running around killing each other and killing ourselves, there's no testing being done at that level to make sure that this is safe. And you see all sorts of shock videos online about bees dropping dead in swarms, about the reduction of the sparrow population in London. You see the reports of nosebleeds and emotional issues and disorders in Gateshead out in the United Kingdom. And it's shocking.
There's no doubt that all these different types of waves and the pollution is having an effect on the electrochemical activity inside the brain and these tiny neurons. That's been studied for thousands of years, and now science has proven that during a full moon, there are more space waves and all different types of radiation coming in, and that affects plant life, that affects animals, that affects humans. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff in this universe. I mean, you go outside, solar radiation will burn your skin. And so absolutely, they just tell us it's all fine, but all the studies say, no, it's not fine. And then I've had engineers on air about this that, you know, have, you know, multiple degrees in electrical engineering, computer engineering, telecommunications, that fiber optics is up to 1,000 times faster than 5G right now. And you're pointing out Israel has that and others. Why the hell wouldn't we just go with fiber optics? Why would we want this? Because, again, they want all this autonomous crap. They don't want it to serve humans and be super quick. They want to have this autonomous stuff everywhere so it's not plugged in.
Well, that and digging the channels for laying fiber optic coast to coast and town to town, city to city, that is a monumental undertaking, even bigger than laying in an extra million cell sites or contracting SpaceX to fly an additional 12,000 radio frequency emitting satellites.
That's it. Trump loves it because it's going to be a boom for the economy.
Yes. And look, I'm a Trump supporter. All right. I'm wearing a Make America Great Again hat right now. I'm concerned that maybe he hasn't been given the additional information, that maybe somebody pulled it off his desk, that maybe the tests aren't being handed to him.
Yeah, maybe this is a guy that drinks 10 Diet Cokes a day to eat your brain. This is a guy that eats Kentucky Fried Chicken and McDonald's all day. He doesn't know that's bad for him. He eats burnt steak. He eats it with ketchup. Great. That's wonderful. But that, again, I love Trump. He's basically, you know, autistic in a way. And I think a lot of us are. But exactly. He has a blind spot because he thinks, oh, technology will give us jobs. We're in a race against the Chi-Coms. Well, they've already got 6G. We got to get this in right now. But at what cost is what you're saying.
Exactly. And hey, who's to say? Maybe this stuff's benign. Maybe there's no additional hazard from EMF and radio frequency exposure, but that's not what thousands of scientists and doctors across the face of the world are standing up and saying. They're calling for a moratorium globally because...
Let's talk about that global moratorium.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.